This is Mornings with Kale in Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Innovative benefit coming up this Saturday to support an amazing nonprofit organization, the Northern Colorado Wildlife Center. And when I say innovative, well, let's say I'm a little bit partial because in the interest of transparency and full disclosure, Dogs Own at 224 East 29th Street in Loveland Groomers and Grooming School will be holding a benefit dog wash again on Saturday, August 7th to support the Northern Colorado Wildlife Center. And I got to tell you, I have been taking my pups to see Jenny at Dog Zone and her outstanding, incredible, loving staff. Well, first Tito and then Gizzy. Well, they've since gone to Rainbow Bridge and now Rudy. And I can't even say the word SPA in front of Rudy because he immediately, I mean, beats feet out the doggy door and wants to get into the car to go see everyone at Dogs Own Grooming and Grooming School. But I want to talk a little bit about the Northern Colorado Wildlife Center, and to that end, joined by Talon Nightwalker, director of the Northern Colorado Wildlife Center. Hey, Talon.
Hey, good morning, Gail. How are you doing?
I am doing great this morning. And you might have questioned my choice of bumper music there. We are family. But I did that for a reason, because, Talon, your heart and your passion for wildlife rehabilitation began at a very young age now, didn't it?
Yeah, you're not wrong about that. And it's a fairly unique story. And I'm a Northern Colorado native here, grew up in Pierce and then moved to Fort Collins. And throughout my whole childhood, when I was five at least, I started volunteering with my dad at the wildlife rehab that used to be in Fort Collins. And I was able to gain skills and, you know, and really fall in love with the profession. And then, you know, unfortunately that one closed in 2012. And so I went to another facility down in Boulder County for a while. And then, 5 years ago, we founded Northern Colorado Wildlife Center. We decided that it was past time to get wildlife rehabilitation established back in Northern Colorado and, you know, get some more services going for our native wildlife species and as well as our community members.
So tell us a little bit more about what you do, you and your colleagues at the Northern Colorado Wildlife Center.
Yes, I think that buffer music was perfect there because we really built a team that feels just like family, and that has been imperative for our success, because what we do is we'll go out there and we do some wildlife rescue services, and, you know, so we've helped deer that get stuck in yards or pelicans and herons that get tangled up in fishing lines, stuff along those lines, and then we can take in reptiles and amphibians that are sick and injured, and that we actually have a care facility that they can stay with us, and we can give a medical treatment, whatever they need, and then release them when they're healthy again. But we also do a lot of community education programs, talking to, you know, preschools and universities, and then habitat improvement too. So we've gone up to Estes Park and planted trees, and we regularly, you know, clean up natural areas, pick up litter and fishing line and stuff like that. So we try to do whatever we can with the resources we have. And by the way, all of those services are no charge to our community members. I don't want money to stand in the way of getting them education or getting an animal help.
Now, you also have a connection with Colorado State University, right?
We do. We work really closely with them. So our volunteer veterinarian on our team is an academic veterinarian at CSU's Vet Hospital, and they do all of our surgeries. So we have, you know, this year has been really big for us in turtles, and we've had a lot, unfortunately, being hit by cars. And so we've done a lot of shell reconstruction surgery. And so they're able to go there and do that. And then, you know, in exchange, the vet students are actually able to practice on our patients. And finally, again, after, you know, not having these services for about 8 or 9 years, we finally have wildlife medicine getting introduced back into CSU's education system.
wow, shell reconstruction surgery. I can't help but think of the $6 million band. I mean, we have the technology, right?
Exactly. You know, and I really have loved being able to almost parallel human medicine in some of those regards. You know, we've done some minor amputations on toads. We have a bull snake that got run over by a lawnmower tractor tire, and it's getting acupuncture and massage therapy. And, you know, yeah, I mean, we've had, you know, back in 2012, we had when the Cameron Peak wildfire was going on. I think everybody probably remembers that.
Yeah.
And we wanted to serve our community. We wanted to be there. And one of the ways we were there was for the animals that were getting hurt by the fire. And, you know, we had a rattlesnake that got hit by a firefighting tool during the fire line construction. And so we were able to actually take him in, and with CSU's help, we did two surgeries on it. And after about 4 or 5 months of rehabilitation and pain medicine and antibiotics and everything, you know, we were able to get released back in the mountains, you know, far away from people. But yeah, you know, I really love being able to give a second chance to some of these animals around our neighborhoods.
814 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 at KFKA. Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Okay, Talon, I appreciate your passion once again, but I fall into the category of I don't like spiders and snakes, but they are so important to the ecosystem, right?
They are, you know, and they're very important to property owners. I think, you know, beyond the ecosystem standpoint and keeping all that in balance, a lot of times what I'll see is when people will, you know, they'll move into a place, they'll kill all the snakes on the property. Well, all those snakes were keeping the mice and the rats and the spiders at bay, you know. And so then they're calling me for mice infestations. And now they're actually being exposed to diseases that they could get versus a snake who doesn't have any diseases you can get. You know, the only snake we have around northern Colorado that's venomous and dangerous to any people are rattlesnakes. You know, and even then, their bites are usually not lethal, and then usually 99% of the time, people won't get bit if they just leave the snake alone and give them space.
Yeah, absolutely. But certainly for, you know, our love of the outdoors and getting out on trails and getting into the mountains, we certainly have to be vigilant. I know I spend a lot of time up at Horsetooth Reservoir, and there's some rattlesnakes up there as well. I hate to break it to you. And unfortunately, a dog got a little bit too curious and got bitten on his snout, poor thing, but he did survive.
Yeah, oh, that's true. I bet that was not a fun experience for him, though.
No, he wasn't a happy camper. All right, so I love this, all right? Dog Zone in Loveland. And again, I have been going to Dog Zone for more years than I can count. Absolutely adore Jenny and the team there, as does Rudy. As I said, that's my Shih Tzu. Can't even say SPA because he just goes nuts because he just loves Jenny. And he got the captain's cut, so he's looking fine, but he's great. He really is, as are all the folks at Dog's Own. But in support of the Northern Colorado Wildlife Center, they're holding a benefit dog wash this Saturday. And all bath services will include a nail trim, a shampoo and conditioner, and a blow dry, and lots of love from Jenny and the staff. So tell us a little bit more about that fundraiser event.
Absolutely, and you are spot on. Jenny is amazing. Her crew, you know, they are some of the best in this area when it comes to dog grooming. And so, yeah, you know, and when you come over, there's no appointments needed. Just swing by from 9 to 1 whenever you would like and drop your dog off. You know, usually we get them turned around pretty quick, you know, maybe 15 to 30 minutes, depending on how busy it is. But while you wait, we'll have our wildlife center team there with a bunch of educational displays and maybe some ambassador animals, you know, some good ways for you to kill time while you wait for your dog. And like you said, Gail, all the baths are professionally done.
Yep.
And then, you know, but yet they're still discounted. You know, each wash is only going to be between like $15 to $30, depending on how big the dog is. And then,
right.
But those donations really stack up. You know, when our surgeries are, you know, usually $400 or $500, we have some indoor caging renovations that we want to do to increase our capacity limits, you know, and that's about $1,500 project. And so, you know, these, you know, a little bit of money will really add up from our wildlife supporters in our community and really pay off for our patients, I think.
And all proceeds directly benefit the Northern Colorado Wildlife Center. And Talon, as director of the center, where can we learn more about the work you do there and how we can support?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So NOCOWildlife.org is our website. But we also are pretty active on our social media channels on our Facebook and Instagram. NOCO Wildlife Center is how you can find them. And that's where we'll post all of our patient pictures and our, you know, school program pictures and everything. But also we'll list all of our future events. We have some really, really cool, fun events coming down the pipes for August and September. And so I think people would probably really enjoy checking them out. All family friendly, all free admission, all pet friendly.
Talon Nightwalker, Director, Northern Colorado Wildlife Center. And just a reminder, if you would like to support Dogs Own, is doing a dog wash fundraiser. Again, all proceeds going directly to the Northern Colorado Wildlife Center this Saturday, August 7th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., 224 East 29th Street in Loveland. And again, as Talon referenced, the cost ranges from $15 for small dogs, $20 for medium dogs, $30 for large dogs. And if you want more information, you can call Dog Zone at 970-663-3647. Talon, thank you so much for all the great work that you're doing, and wish you and your colleagues the very best.
Thank you so much, Gail. Have a good day.
You as well. Talon Nightwalker, Director, Northern Colorado Wildlife Center. Don't forget that fundraiser to support the center at Dogs Own. Again, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday, August 7th, 224 East 29th Street in Loveland. 819 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA. Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. This time check sponsored by the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse in Johnstown, bringing you an absolutely hilarious production, a real must-see production, I might add, of Shrek the Musical, taking center stage through August 22nd. For tickets and show information, jump online, visit ColoradoCandlelight.com. Candlelight Dinner Playhouse in Johnstown, Broadway in your backyard.
Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune into The Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA. Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Have to let it breathe. Ryan Kelly, our musical maestro and technical producer extraordinaire. How do you come up with this broad variety of music? I mean, it's absolutely incredible.
Well, thank you. I just have a crazy brain that can't really focus on anything at one given time, so this is how it kind of works.
That's a job requirement, I believe. That is a necessary skill in order to work in radio.
Correct. That's what I was told first thing. They said, if you're not crazy up there, then you can't come in.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but you do have such an eclectic taste in music, and I certainly do appreciate that, as I appreciate everything you do each and every morning in your desperate attempt to keep me between the lines. It's a thankless task, I know. But know how much I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too. That's so sweet. Thank you.
Gotta love it. 829 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA Greeley. Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Yeah, it's been a very, very busy morning. We've covered a lot of ground. And no, we are not done yet. I'm looking forward to our discussion with Kevin Carr, Fat Guys at the Movies, fatguysatthemovies.com. Of course, you can hear his weekly syndicated show each and every Saturday Saturday right here on 1310 KFKA. And she says, with a question mark behind it, on our new FM frequency as well, 103.1. But Kevin Carr is going to weigh in right around 8:35 after we get you all caught up with everything that you need to know, talking about some of the big movies of the week, to include The Suicide Squad in theaters and on HBO Max, and 9 days in theaters as well, when Kevin Carr weighs in at 8:35. 8:30 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA, Greeley.
What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Joined, as we typically are, it's kind of like clockwork, isn't it? And that in itself is a comforting, a little bit of consistency, something that we could all use these days. But joined by Kevin Carr, Fat Guys at the Movies, fatguysatthemovies.com. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Gail?
I am doing well. It is Friday and the sun is trying to shine, although are you guys getting the smoke and haze as a result of all those fires burning? Last check, there were like 85 fires burning Pacific Northwest, states in the western U.S. We've got some fires right here in Colorado. 85 fires in 11 states. Wow.
We have not gotten too much haze here because we're pretty much far enough east that it's the jet stream is probably taking it somewhere else. Mm-hmm. We did get a little bit last year but it was later in the season, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'll have this. So I had a question for you this morning. You know, I have a tendency, a propensity to take you directly into the kimchi.
Do so not we're pass derailing go. Before we even get on the tracks at this point,
right?
Is what you're saying.
Yeah. Right. It makes all sense in the world to me. I mean, why get on the bus if we're only going to get off it, right?
That's right, so, man. But, let's go.
So we've been talking a lot about, you know, our just deep felt desire for a return to some semblance of normalcy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing a lot of conflicting guidance coming out, particularly when it comes to masking, as the CDC just did a reversal for vaccinated people in areas where there is high instances of that COVID-19 variant, the Delta strain. But, we're all looking forward to, again, the new normal. But the new normal apparently isn't all we had hoped it would be, as a lot of these restrictions continue to put the hammer down. Particularly now, you're seeing otherwise rather staid and quiet school board meetings. They're turning a bit raucous, as you've got people on either side of the equation when it comes to getting our kids back in school. And you've got some districts requiring masks regardless of vaccination status. Now, I know your wife is a school teacher, correct?
Yes. Yes, she is.
What's going on in your part of Ohio?
Well, the way it's happening in Ohio, my wife's district hasn't made the decision. My kids' district has. Part of the issue that's happened, and this affects movies as well. I talk about this on the show this week. The changes that the CDC has had, they've never changed their the suggestion that if you're not vaccinated that you should wear a mask. I think what's happened, and what I've observed personally, even just walking into theaters, is once they said that it's on the honor system, nobody followed it, is basically what happened. Unfortunately, with the Delta variant, which is highly contagious, if nobody's wearing masks, there's nothing protecting anybody. And it can be found in the vaccinated population, but it's being driven by the unvaccinated population that's not wearing masks. And
yeah,
that seems to be where the rubber meets the road. And so when they're coming back and saying vaccinated people need people who've been vaccinated need to wear the masks, that's it's sort of like saying, well, we should stop using the honor system, which...
Well, yeah, you know, I can concede that point because not all folks are on the up and up when it comes to their particular position on the honesty spectrum. I get that.
Yeah.
But I just think, you know, with the ever-changing litany of all the guidelines and restrictions and mandates under the guise of following the science, but you've got conflicting science, particularly when it comes to, for example, Dr. Anthony Fauci's recommendation that kids as young as three wear masks. Others say, well, there's no supporting data to reinforce that. I just think people are a little bit frustrated, particularly those who have been vaccinated, as I have.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, wait a minute. Yeah, I understand that there are some so-called breakthrough infections, but don't the vaccines work?
Well, the vaccines are also designed not necessarily to stop Well, two things going on. First of all, the science necessarily hasn't changed. It's the virus that's changed with the new variant. And that,
oh, well, yeah, sure, that's what it does.
That's obviously happening here. I think the other thing is it's not that, you know, it's one of those things where if it's not being followed, I mean, the having vaccinated people wearing masks, that's there because it does find a sort of the Delta variant does have infection and does have asymptomatic infection, and it is passable through the people that are vaccinated. But that's because but even those infections aren't that severe to
right.
people
and
who
the
have
exception.
Been vaccinated.
Yeah,
and
they're the exception rather than the rule. And as you referenced earlier, I believe now, you know, when you look at and you got to be concerned not about this only about the spread of this variant. And my gosh, it's like a Greek alphabet soup of variants because you've got the Delta Plus, and then the Lambda variant as well. But I think the concern is you need to always keep in mind other metrics like hospitalization rates and not overwhelming our healthcare system, and of course, death rates as well. And I think at last check, 98% of those who are now hospitalized are among the unvaccinated.
Yes, that's where it is. And the thing is, if you're in an area that has low vaccination rates, that's obviously going to drive the infections up. But the way to stop it from spreading ultimately is you can't have mitigating factors. I mean, it frustrates me because as soon as this was lifted back in May, I remember saying, you know, if we go to the honor system, nobody's going to use it, and then that's what is going to suppress the people going back to the theaters. If you want to take, I always like to try and take it back to one of my expertise is in theaters, and where you have the issue is. We're already going to have box office numbers going down because we're in August and September. Those are traditionally not big box office places. I think the next, I guess you could say really, really big. I mean, Suicide Squad's kind of like the last big release. The next, I guess, big release would be maybe like in September you've got that Venom movie, There Will Be Carnage. But if the... I mean, you also have a Marvel movie coming out on Labor Day, which if you have suppressed box office, it might drive more to streaming and it might drive more away from theaters,
right.
Which I wouldn't worry about the studios. The studios have themselves covered. I wouldn't have a bake sale for Disney or Warner Brothers or anything like that.
They don't need a fundraiser, right? They're fine.
Yeah, they've got it in place that they can deliver their content. Where you got to worry about is what's going to happen to the movie theaters, because we were just starting to get back, and if people are then reticent to go back, you might see. We may never get this James Bond movie released ever at this point, which is going to be a little bit terrifying.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thanks for waltzing through the weeds with me. Always appreciate that. So
sure.
Let's talk a little bit about the big movies of the week. Suicide Squad in theaters, and yes, on HBO Max.
Yeah, this one's a big one because it's a reboot, and the first one, it did really well, but it was not remembered well. Let's put it that way. You know, a lot of people were grumpy about Jared Leto. I mean, come on, if you're going to tattoo deranged on your forehead as the Joker, try acting at some point, for crying out loud. So they rebooted the series, and I mean, it's a sequel. It certainly has some of the same characters, like Viola Davis is in there, and you've got Joel Kinnaman, and of course Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. But this one, they get a new director. It's James Gunn, who did the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, and this guy worked at Troma, so he cut his teeth on Troma movies, which, if you're not familiar with the Toxic Avenger and Class of Nukem High, it's a bit of a schlocky background. So he goes all in when it comes to the violence and the gore and the over-the-top ridiculous, almost silliness of the violence. I mean, you've got one of the characters is Sylvester Stallone doing the voice of King Shark, who's a walking, talking shark that will eat people alive. So it is a bit over-the-top and silly. But that's what makes it fun. That's the thing. It's a fun movie.
And you know where that sends me, Baby Shark. Doo, 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 doo.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah, right. Exactly.
He skips Baby Shark and just goes straight to Daddy Shark, I guess, in this one.
He's Boss Shark, right?
Yeah. That's a King Shark, yes.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I was just reading I was just reading an article about Margot Robbie in Wolf of Wall Street. And when she auditioned for that role, Naomi, of course, the wife of, now I'm spacing out the
Leonardo robots. DiCaprio's, yeah.
Well, no, Leonardo DiCaprio. But who was the real guy?
Right?
Jordan Belfort. Belfort, okay? Well, apparently, when she went in and did the read with Leonardo DiCaprio, she thought, you know, I really have to differentiate myself. I really need to stand out. And they were doing a rather tense scene, which was kind of the basic undercurrent of their relationship in that movie, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And at one point, she smacked him in the face, and it wasn't scripted. And she thought, oh, my gosh, I'm going to jail for this. They're going to file charges against me.
Wow.
But Martin Scorsese and Leonardo DiCaprio, they loved it. She got the role.
He's into that sort of thing, I guess. So,
yeah,
you know,
so
keep that in mind if you audition for. Well, well, the thing with her is her character is actually kind of a – it's more secondary in this one. It was kind of one of the big focuses of the first movie. But she had that Birds of Prey movie last year. So while she's in it, it's not her movie, but she does great in it. She's really interesting because she is such a good-looking person. I mean, she's just so, like empirically a gorgeous.
Oh, that you took the word right out of my mouth. She is absolutely stunningly gorgeous.
Yeah, it almost works against her, but she's such a good actor and actress. I mean, she's so good at her job. She really, that's almost a deficit because she's so beautiful. It's not relatable, but she's so good at the job that she really makes it work. And she's hilarious in this movie, as is people like Idris Elba, and John Cena is a hoot in this, just with their over-the-top, insane characters. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's not to be taken seriously, and it's a splatterfest, and it's one of these movies that if you got a five-year-old at home who loves the movies with the talking raccoon, don't necessarily show him this one because it's the same director. I would put him in the other room or leave him at home.
Right. You might want to rethink that equation. All right. Yeah. 9 days, 9 days in theaters as well.
Yeah, this one stars Winston Duke, and it's, you know, unlike Suicide Squad, it's a very down-to-earth representation of something very abstract, where Winston Duke plays this guy who lives in this cabin in the middle of this desert, and he interviews new souls to see who's worthy of going to Earth as a person. And, you know, then if you're not, you sort of just disappear away. But they're, but they have these people come to the house, and he interviews them and gives them scenarios and talks to them and shows them a look into what it's like to be, alive through these sort of like televisions. So it's this almost a solid state life that they're living, but they haven't gone to Earth yet. So it's kind of gets you thinking. It thinks about, you know, predestination and what it means and when is life, you know, what did your soul do to make it to the top of the pack and actually get the job? And it's a really interesting contemplative movie that's in a very weirdly pragmatic way.
You know, it's kind of interesting. I don't know why, and I'm probably just totally off base on this one, but as you were describing it, kind of reminded me of being kind of the corollary, the flip side of It's a Wonderful Life, and every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Yeah. What's going on outside of everything that we witness? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Unfortunately, and this is my bad once again, but once again, thank you for going on my flight of fancy. So we've got Vivo on Netflix, and Ryan Kelly is, getting a little concerned here because you know the clock is a thankless taskmistress. Tick-tock. So can I get a thumbs up or thumbs down on Vivo?
I'll just say thumbs up, animated film on Netflix. Check it out, Vivo.
Very cool. Kevin Carr, Fat Guys at the Movies, fatguysatthemovies.com. Thanks so much, and I hope you join us next week.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. I always do. Have a good weekend.
Cool. Yeah, you too. Take good care. 853 now, 1310 KFKA.
Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. A Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Don't forget that benefit dog wash at Dog's Own in Loveland, 224 East 29th Street from 9 to 1. Tomorrow, first come, first serve basis, and I can't recommend them highly enough. This to benefit the Northern Colorado Wildlife Center. All right, lock it right here. Coming up, NOCO Now with your host, Tanner Schwint. Have a great weekend.